Welcome to Spartan Athlete here on the Spartan Up Podcast. We talk to some of the best athletes in the business. They're going to give you tips and tricks and techniques on ways for you to conquer the course. We're here with Leanne Wastany, and I am saying correctly, though many say it wrong.
Yes, it is Wastany.
I try to correct everybody when I can.
I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Let's talk about training for a race in elevation.
So I'm pretty lucky because I live at around 5,600 feet. So it's pretty easy to, you know, go find stuff higher than that to train for mountains.
And what if you suggest if someone is, say, a flatlander, they live where it's flat, but then they want to travel for Spartan and go to these fun mountain races?
You know, it's going to be hard to train for the actual, like, lung capacity. I guess you're not going to be accustomed to the elevation, but you can definitely still train by maybe getting on a treadmill and putting it at an incline and running at that incline and even adding some weight to really have to build that leg strength that you might not get.
How would you incorporate that into someone's running schedule already? If they've already, like, say they're already running 4 to 5 times a week and they're just, you know, they're breaking up, they're doing some speed work, they're doing some longer stuff. How would you then incorporate this incline stuff?
I would definitely spend at least one day a week doing a good hill session. You know, where you hop on the treadmill and do some repeats.
Let's talk a little bit about nutrition. Are you someone that is, like, super regimented? Do you, like, measure every calorie?
I tend to eat what I want, but I have noticed, and this will probably be controversial to a lot of people, I feel the best when I eat very plant-based. So I stick primarily to, like, getting a ton of carbs from, like, whole plant sources, and I'll use protein maybe right after workout that's like a plant-based protein, you know, legumes and beans and stuff, but I'm not super regimented. I eat what I need, and I can tell what feels good in my body, and that's just what I stick with.
And you've been doing that for how long?
Over 2 years now.
Well, and so before that, what was it like?
I was almost the opposite end of eating, like, almost paleo, where it's you eat a lot of animal products because you're doing a lot of meat and eggs and, you know, buttered coffee and things like that. And that can be great for some people, but it definitely eventually felt really heavy for me as an endurance athlete.
Do you have a go-to pre-race meal?
I love eating rice because you can, like, get your carbs and your, like, you can put, like, salt or soy sauce on it, so you get some of your salts back in you. So I tend to do something like a burrito bowl or like a veggie burrito or something like that.
Okay. So for me, I've been told if I'm going to go heavy on the burrito bowl, I should put more protein because the carbs are what give me a little bit of an old, you know, couple extra LBs. Is that just because I'm older than you?
I mean, everyone's different. And I think you have to just find what feels good to you the night before. And I find that something that's like plant-based burns really clean through my body, and so I don't feel sluggish the next day. I would say pasta carbs make me feel bloated the next day.
Right.
So depending who you are, like, I choose to avoid, like, grains the night before.
Right.
Because that makes me feel pretty puffy.
All right. So what about after? Do you have a nice big fat cheat meal you like to eat after a race?
Oh, God.
Or do you, first of all, do you eat different if you've done really well or you've been disappointed in your performance?
Yeah, I might have more sweets if I'm disappointed. Go for that, like, feel good. But I tend to want pizza, and I don't feel bad about it. I go all in on the pizza after a race. Typically, that sounds good.
And you think that's a good move for pretty much anybody?
Everyone's different. Some people that will feel really heavy and not digest. And, like, for me, my metabolism's sky high after a race that it doesn't seem to faze me.
Well, I think this was a nice chat. Thanks for joining us on Spartan Athlete.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Spartan Athlete, part of our weekly series here on the Spartan Up Podcast. We have new content for you almost every single day to keep you on track. You can go to Spartan.com to find a race near you. You can subscribe and follow us on iTunes, Spotify. You can watch us here on YouTube. And you can also hit us up on Instagram at Spartan Up Podcast. We'd love to hear from you.